Hey, it's Bill Leff and Wendy Snyder here on 720, Steve Bertrand in the newsroom. I will put it out there right now, I am not an avid traveler. To me, I stress out too much to enjoy traveling. Mm. I stress out about packing. Mm-hmm. When I get there, I stress out about packing to go home. I really have a hard time enjoying myself.
Sounds like a fun time.
I am not fun to vacation.
Who wouldn't want to go on a trip with you knowing all this?
Well, that's why we bring in a travel expert. Her name is Colleen Kelly. She's host of Family Travel with Colleen Kelly. That's a crazy name for a show.
I know. I kind of like it, though.
And they named the show first, and then they had you.
Yeah.
How did that happen?
Exactly.
That's crazy.
Exactly.
Season two of this show is airing now. It airs on PBS in most of the United States. And there's a big Chicago travel and adventure show coming up this weekend at the Donald E. Stevens Convention Center in Rosemont. Thanks for being here with
Thank
us.
Thank you for having me. This is great.
Nice to meet you in person. We've spoken to you on the phone before.
You have, but it's more fun in studio.
Now you're life size. It's easier to chat with you. What are some of the hot spots? Where are people going now, or where should they know about that they really
you
should
know, Steve
visit?
Bertrand is going to be at this travel show as well.
I know.
Oh, it's going to be big, and I would advise people to get there early because it gets pretty crowded because it's quite exciting. You know, where would I travel, tell people to travel? Actually, an interesting place is Canada. Canada is 40% off for us Americans right now.
Really?
So, yeah, if you plan something for this spring or summer, even winter, they have some things going on. At Quebec City, I'm going to go there in February. They've got something called the Carnival.
Yeah.
And it's 17 days of snowshoeing and skiing and all sorts of things. And everything is 40% off.
So when you say this, do you mean like the airfare? Do you mean the hotels, things you buy? What's 40% off?
So 40% off means the dollar is so strong. Right now, that if you go to Canada, when you're in Canada and you buy, let's say, a dinner, just kind of think of it as 40% off because your dollar goes that far over in Canada.
That's great.
So, yeah, it's great. And domestically, obviously, we all know the gas prices are amazing.
Yep.
So I would say anything with a road trip right now should be on the list because that's a deal.
We did a road trip last summer to Nashville. I had never been there before.
Oh,
it
Nashville.
Is awesome. It's only 6 hours to get there. We rented a minivan so the kids wouldn't fight in the back. You get the captain chairs.
That's smart.
That's the way to go. And there was a lot to do. I do like that traveling when you're driving. It's something about getting to the airport and getting there on time. That stresses me out.
It has become much more stressful. And like you said, you know, getting in the car is a lot easier right now. Plus, not to say anything, but they do have their iPads and iPods.
Right.
So
yeah.
It makes
something
it a
to
little
do.
Bit easier.
Or a screen where you can watch a movie while you're driving.
Right.
There's all kinds of options.
While you're
faster.
Driving?
Well, I mean, while you're driving, your family can watch. Although if you tilt the screen just right, you know how it works.
That's true.
Right.
And Canada, I went as a kid, and Niagara Falls is still one of the coolest things to see ever.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. And you can go to both sides. So you can actually go on the United States side, but if you go on to the Canadian side, it's, again, like I said, it's a lot less money, and it's really gorgeous. But yeah, Niagara Falls is gorgeous. Like you just said, these road trips are great. They're a little less stressful for somebody like you, and it's good that
Who's
you
very
know that.
Anal.
About yourself. But, you know, if you do travel, you know, on the airplane, which I actually like to do, it is a little bit more stressful now. I mean, a lot more stressful. But if you give yourself enough time, that helps a lot, too.
Yeah.
Having a few tips, you know, when you get to the airport.
Sure.
I have a great tip if you want to hear one.
Yeah.
Please.
Okay, this is for Chicagoans, and I'm letting this out of the bag now. I tend to, like, not tell people about this. But if you fly American or United at O'Hare, especially American, you know, there's the... Most people go up the middle to the security aisle.
Sure.
And that's really packed. If you look to the right, there's a secret security aisle, and it looks like it's kind of for pilots or whatever.
Yeah.
It's
I
not.
Know exactly where you
it's
mean.
Not.
That's not for pilots.
But they
it's
walk
not.
Through all uniform. Do you have to wear a uniform?
Well,
to go
I think
it?
The pilots and the flight attendants know that line. They have priority access too. But yeah, if you go over there to the right, you know, it
that'll
you'll
cut
sail
your time
through.
In a fraction.
Yeah.
Or that's fantastic.
Or you can get TSA approved. I don't know if you know about that.
I do know about that.
That's a great thing.
What is that for people listening?
So TSA PreCheck is a program through the government where you actually get approved ahead of time you know, you file an application, you pay $100 over 5 years. Mm-hmm. So that's only $20 a year. And if mm-hmm. you fly a lot, this pays off. And you...
Business travelers, I'm sure, make that up in a second.
Yes, in a second. So once you get approved by the government, you fill out this form and you get an interview at O'Hare, mm-hmm. you get what's known as a known traveler number. And that goes into your file. And so on your boarding passes, it'll say that you're TSA approved. And you go into the TSA line and you don't have to take off your shoes. You don't have to take out your laptop. You can keep your light jacket on, and the line is so much shorter.
Colleen, I enjoy the pat down. Can I still have the pat down if I go through that?
That happened to me about 2 weeks ago,
did
actually.
It? Yeah.
They took me into a little room and everything.
Really?
Do you know why?
No.
I use lanolin cream.
The hand cream?
On my hands.
Yeah.
And it came up as like a... something that's an explosive, I guess. And so they took me into the little room.
I think it's because it's ISIS brand hand cream. I think you have to find a different brand.
I know. I felt terrible. I was like, what's going on here?
But I have a question going through security. Now they have the full body scan where you stand there, mm-hmm. like, you know, put your arms up. Mm-hmm. But I have a knee replacement. So I used to have to request that, which was kind of good because I could always like get through a little quicker. Yeah. But now everybody does it. Every time I fly, I get pulled aside and they swab my hands with something.
Yes,
what is that and why is it just me?
You know what? It's just random. I don't know. Maybe
every time.
You must
you
just
look
come
dangerous.
Up in the system.
I don't
yeah,
look
she
dangerous.
Does look
dangerous.
Doesn't she?
She?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's probably it.
Kim Gordon is in the newsroom and we've got Colleen Kelly in the studio. You can watch her on Family Travel with Colleen Kelly on PBS. You can also see her at the Chicago Travel and Adventure Show this weekend at the Donald D. Stevens Convention Center in Rosemont. Kim, did you have a question for Colleen?
I did, Colleen. I also have TSA PreCheck, and the last time I've been to O'Hare, which is just last week and then around Christmas time, the PreCheck lines have been sometimes even longer than the regular lines, and I'm wondering if it's just the time of year or if there's something going on.
You know, that's a really good question. This happened when?
Just
well,
last week.
Christmas week and then just last week.
We're still getting off the holidays. I think a lot more people are finding out about TSA pre-approval and filing for it. And it also could be possibly the time of day that you are traveling. I know that if you go early in the morning, that's one of the best times to travel.
It was actually early in the morning both times.
It was early in the morning. Mm-hmm. Well, you know what? I don't know the answer to that question. It just must have been, could have been one of those days.
Too many people are known about it, I think.
Yeah, right. Maybe. Then you skip the pre-check line and you go to the right. It's an American mm-hmm. Airlines and you go in that secret door that I just mentioned.
We were looking at that secret door and everybody was wondering, how do we get to that?
And you just do it?
Well, yeah. I just show my ticket.
And it says secret door on it, right? Real big flashing letters. Is this
it does.
A secret door? Yeah,
it
the one that's a
secret
door.
Door.
Yeah,
yeah,
absolutely.
312-981-7200 is the number. We're going to take a quick break. And spring break is coming up. We have some questions for you. And if listeners do, again, 312-981-7200. If you haven't planned a spring break, is it too late? We'll find out all about that next at 720 WGN.
You know who's here is Colleen Kelly, travel expert and hostess of Family Travel with Colleen Kelly. Season 2 is airing right now over on PBS. So we're talking travel. You have some tips. You have some helpful things that people should know when traveling.
I have some great tips.
What are they, Colleen?
Okay.
Throw them our way.
Well, one of my first tips is if you have a family, don't mm-hmm. overplan. A lot of us, when we go on vacation, especially when we're single, we want to pack everything in.
Mm-hmm.
But when you have a 2-year-old and a 4-year-old, that's just never going to happen.
It's unpredictable, isn't it?
It is. And yeah. if you have kids, you know this. So just plan one event when you go out during the day. And if you're able to put in, you know, have a couple more things happen that unexpectedly you can do, great.
Yeah.
But, you know, really just don't overplan. That's one of my big tips.
Great advice.
You can see in Wendy's eyes. Go on.
And God love my sister. She treated us to Disney, and she was like the Disney Nazi. She was like, we have to do this on this day. And I get it. You're trying to get everything you can. She doesn't have kids. My kids were younger. Sometimes the kids want a day at the pool.
Yeah.
I know that sounds crazy. Yes.
I did that at Disney. I went to about 2, and then we went to the pool, and they loved it, and then Mom and Dad were happy.
Oh.
Yes.
We were just hanging
when they're
out.
Happy, yeah. you're happy.
Yes. I was having a vacation, too.
Yeah.
Which is good.
So pace
good.
Yourself. Don't overdo it.
Don't overdo it.
Yeah, that's the key.
Yeah. Yeah. That would be a big tip. Would you like more?
Yes.
All right.
Okay. I can give you a couple insider tips.
Sure. These are just for insiders now.
Just insiders.
All right.
Yeah. One would be when you go to, you know, a hotel, mm-hmm. try to pick the concierge level to stay at. And if you don't know what that is, that's a special level where you get extra attention. It's usually not that much more, maybe $50, $75 more. Mm-hmm. But they have a continental breakfast in the morning. And if you've got four people in a room, mom, dad, and two kids,
yeah.
that'll pay off.
Sure.
And they also have evening cocktails, which helps mothers and
really
family vacations.
I don't know anything about this evening cocktails.
Oh, yeah.
I know about
and
the
hors d'oeuvres.
Breakfast.
Yeah, they
what?
Do. And this is on the concierge level. And mm-hmm. they have a special room that you just go in and have these little extras. It's great. I
and
love
you
it.
Ask when you're checking in, can you, we get a room on the concierge level?
Yeah, and you do have to pay more for it. But, you know,
you get bonuses.
You do. You get a lot of bonuses, get treated really well. And, you know, breakfast is expensive when
yeah,
you have four
sure.
people and you got two little kids that hardly anything.
Right.
Which happens a lot. So that's kind of another tip of mine.
What does continental breakfast mean? I've stayed in so many hotels that say continental breakfast, and it sounds like, oh, I'll be eating like Europeans eat, and it's just like a croissant and some butter.
Yeah,
and
the sometimes that is how it is. Yeah, you should ask that question when you check in, I think.
Right.
But a lot of these concierge levels do it really nice. They'll have oatmeal and croissants and cheese and you know, fruit and things like
yeah.
that. So yeah, it's
usually $50 or so more per day or per visit. Yeah, per day.
It depends. Yeah, it's per day. Yeah. It depends on each hotel. And it also depends on the season. So if it's kind of an off season, they might work a deal for you.
Mm-hmm.
If it's really high season, then you probably will pay a little bit more.
All right.
That's kind of to be expected.
That's how it is.
Now, something came up on this show last week about the Illinois driver's license is not going to be good for travel anymore. When does that kick in? I thought it was delayed, but now I have a son who's going to Ireland for spring break with his school choir, and I did not have a passport yet. And this is happening like spring break in March.
Mm-hmm.
Went to the post office last Saturday. They said it would arrive in 4 to 6 weeks, probably. But if you paid $60 more, it would be expedited. We did that. It really wasn't that big of an issue. We did have to wait an hour in the post office because everyone's getting their passports now because of this new law.
Mm-hmm.
Can you shed any light on this?
Right now, that's what Illinois says that they're going to. That's going to happen. And so
our licenses will not be valid for travel to other countries at some point.
Well, that's how it always is. You need a passport to go to other countries.
Well,
but they're saying,
oh, just for domestic flights?
Yeah, domestic.
You know, I've heard that as well. I don't know if that's actually going to happen. That seems kind of hard because that would require a lot of people to get passports.
Right.
And it would require everybody to get passports. It's expensive. And
$110 expedited, $60 more.
Very expensive. And if you are a person that never wants to travel internationally, then, you know, you're putting out that money for you know, just to travel domestically. However, it might be a situation that's how it turns into, because you know, with the world it is today, you may have to have a passport.
I don't
so
recall.
Right now we're on the fence. I don't really know exactly what's going to happen with that.
I could have sworn going to Mexico with the kids and stuff, you just would have needed their birth certificate.
It used to be. Canada and Mexico.
Yeah,
they
changed and more. You have to have your passport. And yeah, you have
and
to
kids are only good, for, I think, for 5 years because they, unless they're over 16, then it's 10 years like everyone else.
Exactly. Because
kids change so much.
In mine, I just found out I was going to Quebec City in February.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had a 10-year passport. My children had 5, but I kept thinking, oh, theirs was good for 10 years.
Right.
I looked down and their passport expires in April.
Oh.
Well, the hard part about a lot of people will think, okay, if you're going in February and it expires in April, you're fine.
Right.
But actually, a lot of countries require that it is valid within 6 months of you leaving. So,
although I've read that that's not true anymore.
That's not true with certain countries.
Okay.
I did find out that if you call the passport office, that certain countries require only that is valid when you enter that country. But mm-hmm. you don't want to find that out when you're in the airport.
I got to call Ireland. Get Ireland on
the
phone.
Ireland's okay. You're good.
Okay.
You're good there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's one of the safe ones. You had a cruise that you wanted to talk about. Is that travel specials?
We have some. Okay, at the Travel Adventure Show, which is this weekend, first mm-hmm. of all, there's over 1,200 speakers and experts on hand for people to talk to about specials and deals and tips.
Great.
And a ton of speakers. Rick Steves is going to be there, Pauline Schrammer, Johnny Jett,
mm-hmm.
and Peter Greenberg, and me.
Mm-hmm.
So they're all going to be talking about. They're going to talk about different topics, but there's some amazing travel deals too. And right now we're in the middle of winter, so it's great to kind of dream about that. And let me tell you about a couple.
Right.
Here's one. If you like skiing and you like sun, Arizona Snowball Ski and Stay has a ski and stay free offer. This is a promotion based out of Flagstaff. And for the cost of 2 adult ski lift tickets, $138, you get your hotel stay free. Children's lift tickets can be purchased separately, and up to four people can stay in a room.
Oh.
And there's tons of hotels to choose from. And Flagstaff is only an hour and a half from the Grand Canyon, 45 minutes north of Sedona, which is gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
And there's tons of national monuments. So that's a really good deal for, you know, being in the sun and then skiing,
too. It is.
Too,
does it say when it starts and ends?
Yeah, it actually, it's available through April 2, 2016. So if you book now, I mean, two adult lift tickets, $138, and you get your hotel.
That's pretty good.
Stay free.
That's not a bad deal at all.
And then there's a 7-night Allure of the Seas cruise. You buy one, you get one half off. And I've also heard if you go on the Travel and Adventure show that actually some of these deals are even steeper.
Oh, are they?
So if you go there, it's, you might even get a better deal. But this is an awesome deal. This AAA is a 7-night cruise on the Allure of the Seas. It's Royal Caribbean's largest ship in the world. You buy one, you get one half off. And the total cost for two is $1,735.54. And you get an inside stateroom. But this also includes $76 of shipboard credits, which you could use for spas or drinks and all sorts of fun things.
Let's go on a cruise, Bill.
I want to go. You talk me in. Colleen, is it double occupancy? I always like to ask that question. Is it double occupancy?
Good point. It's a cost for two.
All right.
Can I give you some passport information? Somebody went to get their passport. They were told 4 to 6 weeks, like I was, and they got it in 2 weeks, and perhaps I shouldn't have paid for the expedited passport.
Wow, that's fast.
Although it's getting busier, and someone who works at the passport office just texted us. He or she is a passport agent. January 2018 is when passports will be required on all domestic flights.
Thank you for that. I'm glad they just wrote in. That's great.
Yeah, because I knew it was coming. I knew it was delayed, but we have until 2018.
It's coming soon, though.
So get your passport now.
I would say, get it now. And like you just mentioned, it came within 2 weeks. That can happen. But for peace of mind's sake, sometimes
that's
you
what
just
I
want
said.
To spend that
even the
$60.
Lady at the post office said, I said, can you guarantee it's going to be here? What if it doesn't? And she said, well, you know, a week before the trip, here's a website. I said, I don't want to deal with that.
No.
Yeah. She goes, then pay the $60. You'll sleep better.
Yeah, that's about it. You're right. Correct.
Colleen,
I have one more deal.
Go quick.
Of a deal?
This is the best deal of the deal.
Oh,
what is it?
Incredible. This
what is it?
Incredible. Okay, this is also AAA, a 3-night Bahamas cruise from Miami to Coco Cay, and this is Royal Caribbean's private island, and a visit to Nassau, Bahamas. January 2017, departure prices start at $198.50.
They're losing money on this.
I know.
They can't possibly be turning a
profit on
this.
I know. I want to buy this. I want to buy it for my mother and sisters.
Is it double occupancy? Because I'm with your mom and I would have a great time in the Bahamas if she wants to come with me.
Funny.
Love that.
Per person.
Yeah?
Per person.
You can watch Family Travel with Colleen Kelly. Season 2 is airing now. It's on our local PBS here.
Yes, it's on our local PBS. It's actually in reruns right now, but this spring it should be airing the next season.
Good.
Her name is Colleen Kelly. Oddly enough, Family Travel with Colleen Kelly. And you can also go see her at the Chicago Travel and Adventure Show. Are you going to be there all weekend?
I'm going to be there on Saturday at 12:15. I'll be speaking, and I would love to talk to people. It would be great. If they have any questions, I'm available afterwards to answer. So it's going to
that's
be
fun. Very accommodating.
And that's in Rosemont.
Very much so.
My Chicagoans.
Travelshows.com has all your information. And then Family Travel CK, because it's Louis CK's brother. FamilyTravelCK.com has the rest. Thanks, Colleen.
Thank
great
you.
To see you.
Thanks,
happy travels. Safe
Thank
travels.
You.
Yeah.
You too.
All right. News is next, and then more show. Bill and Wendy, WGN.